Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹, 早安。
Please turn to the book of 2 Timothy.
我们, 请大家, 翻开, 圣经的, 提摩太, 后书,
Chapter 1, verses 1 to 7.
第一章, verse, 第一到第七节。
Before we start, let me pray for the Lord's leading in this.
在我们开始之前, 我们继续地来在身边祷告, 祈求神的带领。
Lord, as we prepare our hearts to receive your word and sacrament,
主在, 我们预备我们的心, 能够领受神你的话语, 领受神你的饼杯的时候,
May your spirit help us to know your ways.
求主你让, 你的圣灵, 指引我们能够明白神你自己的道路。
Lead us in your truth and feed and nourish us.
引领我们到神你的真理当中, 用神你的真理来, 来喂养,
so that we may see, know, and experience Christ in our lives.
让我们能够看到, 让我们能够经历, 主耶稣基督的恩典。
In his name we pray.
奉他的名祷告。
Amen. I'm going to ask Elder Eric to please read for me from verse 1 to 7.
好,我们就, 先来读提摩太后书第一章。 一到七节今天的主题的经文，奉神旨意，照着在基督耶稣里生命的应许，做基督耶稣使徒的保罗，写信给我亲爱的儿子提摩太，愿恩惠、怜悯、平安从父神和我们主耶稣基督归于你。我感谢神，就是我接续祖先用清洁的良心所侍奉的神，祈祷的时候不住地想念你。 纪念你的眼泪，昼夜切切地想要见你，借我好叫我满心快乐。想到你心里无伪之信，这信是先在你外祖母罗以和你母亲有尼基心里的。我深信也在你的心里。为此，我提醒你，使你将神借我按手所给你的恩赐再如火眺望起来，因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心。
乃是刚强忍耐谨守的心。Amen。这是神的话语。 So one of the reasons I wanted to preach through 1 Timothy, which we finished last month, is that our church is going through a transition of pastoral search.
我们上个月刚刚讲完整卷的提摩太前书，我之所以想讲这卷书的原因之一，是因为我们知道我知道我们的教会呢会经历这样的一个过渡的转型的时期。The
book of 1 Timothy is full of helpful and important instructions for pastors and Christians to know what it means for the church to be the household of God.
特别是我们也在寻找我们的这个牧者，所以提摩太前书当中有许多对于牧者、对于基督徒都很有帮助的、很重要的一些教导。And
now coming to the book of 2 Timothy, although it is part of the pastoral epistles of Paul,
那当然我们来到提摩太后书的时候呢，虽然它也是跟提摩太前书一起，跟提多书一起，都是保罗的所我们称为的教牧书信。
This book is actually very different from 1 Timothy.
那这卷书呢，其实跟提摩太前书有很大的不同。
At the end of Acts chapter 28, Paul was under house arrest in Rome.
所以在提摩太，对不起，在使徒行传 28章的结尾，保罗呢是当时是被软禁在罗马。
At that time, he was under certain, even though he was under confinement, he had certain comfort and freedom.
他虽然是在这软禁当中呢，他还是有当时的一定程度的自由。
After he was released, he resumed his missionary work.
之后呢，他获释之后呢，就他继续他的这样的宣教的工作。
And then he wrote 1 Timothy, probably around early 60s.
那他所以他在写提摩太前书的时候，大概是在主后六十年代。
And then later on, Paul was imprisoned again in Rome near the latter part of the 60s, around 60 to 67, around the time of Nero.
但是后来呢，保罗在主后66、67年，在这个尼禄统罗马皇帝尼禄统治下呢，被这个再次的被逮捕。
As he was chained in a cold, dark, dirty chamber, underground chamber, he was being treated as a criminal, he wrote 2 Timothy.
那这一次呢,他是被锁链捆绑,关在这种寒冷阴暗的这种地下的牢房当中,被当作一个罪犯来对待,所以他是在这样的一个处境当中写下来这个提摩太后书。
He knew that his death was imminent. A preliminary trial has already taken place according to chapter 4 in 2 Timothy.
所以根据提摩太后书第四章,定经文呢,可能对他的这种审判,初始的这种审判已经开始了。So
he wrote to Timothy at this point, who Timothy is still in Ephesus right now, and he wanted Timothy to come to visit him in Rome.
所以他在这个时候呢,写信给这个提摩太,希望提摩太能够到罗马来看望他。
He also expressed concern about the churches under the threats of persecution and false teaching.
他在这个时候对提摩太也表达了他对整个教会的这种关注,因为当时教会的也在面临这种逼迫和这种假教导的这种威胁。
So Paul's tone in 2 Timothy is very, very intensely personal as he's making an urgent plea to Timothy. It's kind of like it is his last will and testament.
所以相比之下,提摩太后书的保罗的语气其实非常个人化,但是也是非常迫切的这种语气,就好像保罗这种临终的这种遗言和嘱咐一样。
And it also seems that Timothy sounded like he really needed a push from Paul, he needed some encouragement in ministry.
保罗好像也知道呢,提摩太在他的侍奉上呢,需要更多的鼓励,需要被人来推一把。
Because Paul knows that serving God is never easy in any age for various reasons.
所以保罗也知道在侍奉神是非常不容易的,在任何时代都是很不容易。
From a Christian magazine I read recently, I saw a listing of varying degrees of ill treatment one could face for serving God at any age.
我曾经在一本这个基督教的杂志当中呢，也读到，那么人在服侍上帝的时候呢，可能有这种各种不同程度的这种不公正的对待。
It ranges from simple disapproval to being ridiculed.
从这种简单的不认同被嘲笑。
And to also being facing pressure to conform and loss of educational opportunities.
从也面临呢要求你被这种思维受到同化的这种压力。
Or to also to
失去这种学习的机会。
Also to losing also suffering from economic sanctions and being shunned by people.
被人群所排斥,甚至有经济上的制裁。
And also alienation from your own community or loss of employment at work.
甚至可能被失业,被整个的社会所远离。
Also harassment by authority, a loss of property.
被这种执政掌权的来所逼迫,所骚扰,失去你的财产。
And also imprisonment, physical torture, and even murder or execution.
甚至到被监禁,被折磨,有身体的酷刑,甚至被处决。
The degree of ill treatment that we can face by serving God depends on 2 things.
受到这些各种的不公正对待呢,这个程度的轻重呢,可能取决于两个原因。
First, our level of engagement, involvement, and a commitment to serve.
第一个是我们投入和委身服侍的这种程度。
And second, the political, cultural environment that we are in.
第二个呢,也是我们所处的这种政治与文化的环境。
Now, for example, in the West, like in America here, persecution would be a lot milder and subtle.
所以比如在西方,就包括美国,那这种逼迫呢,通常是比较温和的,比较隐性的,比较微妙的。
Whereas in the strict Muslim or atheistic regime or culture, it would be a lot harsher and difficult to bear.
那但是如果是在更这种严酷的,比方说是伊斯兰的政权或者无神论的政权的这种文化当中呢,这种逼迫可能会严重的多。
Whichever degree it may be, soft or harsh, we're still talking about ill treatment and persecution.
那不管是程度的轻重，那我们所受的对待呢，都是这种不公正的对待。
So how are we to serve God in our times?
那我们在我们自己的时代，那如何的来侍奉神呢？
And what is our confidence when we are committed to serve Him?
当我们委身来服侍上帝的时候呢，我们的信心的根基是什么？
I'd like to answer these two questions with the following two points drawn from this text.
那我要回答这问题呢，我想从这段经文提出以下的这个两点。
How are we to serve God? Serve God with a clear conscience. That's my first point.
我们如何来侍奉上帝呢？第一，我们要用清洁的良心来侍奉上帝。
It doesn't matter what life circumstances that we have.
不管是我们的生命的处境，生命的境况如何。
First, let's look into Paul's life circumstances at this point.
所以我们先可以先看一下保罗当时他的所受的这种生命的处境。
Imagine that you most likely only have months to live.
你如果想象一下，如果你只有几个月的生命。
For several decades, you have had an extremely demanding life of ministry.
在数十年来，几十年来呢，你过着这种极其艰难的这种侍奉的。 这个宣教的生活，经常的来旅行。
You've been dealing with constant traveling, exhaustion, persecution, physical suffering, and even imprisonment.
所以有很多的这种旅行当中的疲惫，甚至是逼迫身体的这种监禁、劳苦等等。
And as you face death, you found yourself chained like a criminal.
不仅如此，你还发现你自己呢，像一个罪犯一样被锁链捆绑。
You are inside a cold, dark, dirty, unsanitary underground dungeon.
关在一个这个黑暗、寒冷的这种肮脏的这种地下的牢房当中。
Some whom you thought were friends deserted you.
有些人呢，以为你的朋友已经离弃了你。
Others happen just to be away.
另外一些你的朋友刚好也不在你的身边。
Only one friend remained by your side, and that would be Luke, according to chapter 4.
只有一个人在你的身边，也就是医生路加。
You are cold and lonely.
你非常的寒冷，非常的孤单。
What would be going through your mind if you were Paul?
那你在这样的时候呢？如果你是保罗，你的心里会在想什么呢？
Wouldn't you be asking, "That's it? That's how it ends? Was it worth it?"
你可能在问自己，就这样了吗？这个我的事情就这样的结束了吗？我做这一切都值得吗？
But this isn't what Paul was thinking as he was not doubting.
但保罗没有这样想。
Despite his extremely harsh life circumstances,
即使在这样的一个极其艰难的环境当中,
at this point, he still sought to minister to Timothy, his beloved child in the faith.
他仍然在来想要来服侍来带领他的同工提摩太。
He sought to nudge him, to inspire him, to galvanize him, to recommit to the work of the gospel ministry.
他想来提醒他，来鼓励他，来继续的来激励他，重新的来委身来在这个福音的事工当中。
In verse 3 here, Paul says, he serves God, not himself.
所以在第三节的时候，保罗是说，他是在侍奉神，而不是在侍奉他自己。
And he serves with a clear conscience.
而且他在他侍奉的时候呢，有一个清洁的良心。
Because he knows he did nothing deserving to be treated like a criminal, to be in chains.
他知道自己没有做任何事情来配得像这种被罪犯一样的这样不公正的对待。
Paul knows that he has been consistent between the faith that he professes.
他知道自己他所传讲的这种信仰跟他自己的活出的生命呢是一致的。
Consistent between his what he said he believes and to what the gospel that he preached and the life that he lived.
不管他的这种自己所传讲的所任性的这种信仰，还有他自己所传讲的福音跟他自己的生命都是一致的。
Serving God with a clear conscience is what keeps you from being a hypocrite.
所以以清洁的良心侍奉神的时候呢。 使你能够远离这种心口不一的这种假冒美善。
It requires you to make constant examination of your life and your testimony, measuring against what you say you believe, that is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
要求你能够需要经常的来省察我们自己的这种生命，我们自己的这种生活的见证，跟我们所相信的是不是一致。
When you recognize that you don't measure up, what do? You repent.
当你看到你的行事为人与我们 所蒙召不相称的时候呢，我们怎么做呢？我们就要来悔改。
This is how you're not becoming a hypocrite.
这就让我们能够不会成为一个假冒伪善。
And if you don't do this, if you don't examine your life, measuring against the gospel, measuring against God's word, you are searing your conscience.
那所以我当我们如果没有去常常的用神的话语来省察我们自己的这种生命的见证的时候呢，我们的良心就慢慢的就冷淡了。
You are allowing hypocrisy to come into your Christian life.
让我们的基督徒的生命当中就开始有了这种假冒伪善的成分。
And it ultimately shows that you really don't care about serving God in your life.
最终呢，我们可能就不再有一个侍奉神的心。
You only care about serving yourself.
最后，我们只是在服侍我们自己。
So how do we serve God with a clear conscience?
那我们如何来用清洁的良心来侍奉神呢？
We look at what Paul does to Timothy to motivate Timothy here.
所以我们要看一下保罗如何的来激励来鼓励提摩太。
First, he reminds him of the ultimate authority of the gospel in verse 1.
所以在第一节他提醒呢，首先他提醒提摩太呢，这个福音的这种最高的权柄。
It is by the will of God, that is the command of God, that Paul became an apostle of Christ Jesus.
那保罗呢是奉上帝的旨意也就是神的命令来成为耶稣基督的使徒。
This means the message and his authority is not of human origin.
所以这表明了这个权柄不是从人来的。
So, because it is from God, so when God speaks, we ought to listen.
这个权柄呢乃是来自神因为保罗是乃是奉基督的差遣来传福音。
So the point is, when we talk to people, we gotta realize that if we speak God's word, its authority is not from you, it's from God's word, from God.
所以这个意思是说，我们在我们传讲的时候呢，我们的信息乃是来自上帝，不是来自我们自己。
Second, Paul tells Timothy and us that the gospel is the promise of life, also in verse 1.
所以在也是在第一节，那保罗第二点所要告诉提摩太的，也是告诉我们的是这个福音呢，乃是生命的应许。
This is hope beyond any present life circumstances.
这是这样的是一个超越我们的今生今世的这样的一个盼望。
I'll come back to that. And third,
我回头还要再来讲一点。那第三，保罗要告诉提摩太的。
That he told Timothy that he's loved by him as his beloved child in verse 2.
所以保罗在第二节呢，告诉提摩太呢，他保罗非常的爱提摩太。
Don't forget the reason you serve God by ministering to others is because you truly love them. That's the reason that you serve.
所以当我们这个服侍神的时候，我们要不要忘记我们服侍他人是因为我们真正爱他们。
Serving God doesn't come with check boxes for you to check off.
所以侍奉上帝不是在一个清单上就一项项打勾而已。
It is not about you feeling good about yourself when you serve.
也不是让我们自己能够感觉良好而已。
It is not about sharing. It is about sharing the love of Christ, loving others as God because God has loved us.
我们侍奉神乃是因为我们是为了要。告诉我们所侍奉的对象呢，我们爱他们，因为神先爱了我们。
And because of that, fourthly, we also pray for them, just as Paul prayed for Timothy in verses 3-5.
所以也正因为如此呢，所以我们第四点是我们侍奉的时候，你要为他们来祷告，就像保罗为提摩太祷告一样从这个第三到第五节。
We pray for their genuine spiritual growth and salvation continually and unceasingly.
我们要这个不住的要持续的为他们的这种真实的属灵的成长来祷告。
And ultimately, Paul wants to encourage Timothy to continue to serve God.
那最后呢，保罗是要鼓励提摩太要继续的来侍奉上帝。
In verse 6, he says, Fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands.
那第六节保罗说，要将神借我手所给你的恩赐呢，如火挑旺起来。
The laying on of hands refers to Timothy's ordination when his gift of ministry was confirmed and recognized.
所以这里的按手指的是提摩太在被按立的时候呢，他的这种按立的这个过程和被 证明是神来确认他的这种侍奉的恩赐。
But the interesting thing here is that it says this gift of God's grace has been in Timothy already.
但在这里很有意思的是，保罗说这样的这个神的这种神的恩典中所给他这种恩赐哈，已经在他里面。
This means that the gifts that God has given us is also in believers, in all of us too, though we don't all have the same gift, the same amount of gifts.
这也是意味着那在我神给我们的哈呢恩赐呢，也已经在我们里面啊。虽然可能这样的这个恩赐的这种类别啊，和这种大小可能不太一样。
And so we need to notice that the spiritual gifts that God has given us must be exercised and put into action.
所以我们要知道呢，神给我们的这些很多的属灵恩赐呢，必须要付诸行动，必须要来被操练。
In other words, the gifts that you have in you, they don't just work automatically, like if you don't put any effort in it.
所以换句话说呢，那神给我们的这个恩赐在我们里面呢，不会自动的去就运作。你好像什么努力都不付。
It doesn't matter how much or little that you have received from God. We must seek to actively use the grace gift of God to serve God and serve others.
所以不管我们从神领受的恩赐，每一个人的恩赐有多有少，但是我们都必须都要去主动的、努力的去来使用这些恩赐来服侍神啊，服侍别人。
We ought to fan the inner flame into fire.
需要把我们里边的这种侍奉的火挑旺起来。
And otherwise, we would never be the kind of servants who truly pleases God.
否则我们不会成为真正的能够讨神喜悦的仆人。
With all that said, it still doesn't make serving God any easier, right?
当然，即使说了这些侍奉神的时候，侍奉神仍然是非常不容易的。
But the point is that as Christians, if we want to serve God, we have to serve God with a clear conscience, knowing what God has called us to do to serve Him.
所以，但是重点呢，是我们作为一个基督徒呢，我们要用来清洁的良心侍奉神，因为神已经呼召我们来侍奉他。
We have to be consistent with what we have professed.
我们的这种侍奉的我们的这种行动要跟我们蒙召的恩相称。
So now let's go to our second point to know that we have to serve God with godly confidence. This is how we find our comfort and confidence.
那我们也来到我们的第二点，就是我们侍奉神的时候呢，也是要用一个敬虔的充满信心的态度来侍奉上帝。
As I mentioned before, Christians' ill treatment and persecution, doesn't matter whether it's from mild to moderate to harsh, is prevalent, is all over the world.
就像我前面所讲的那基督徒呢，在世界各地所受到的各样的这种不公正的对待或者甚至是逼迫，仍然是在世界各地是很，在今天也是很普遍的虽然可能程度上有不同。
There are good reasons for Christians to feel intimidated.
所以如果基督徒我们感到被这个世界所吓倒当然是也是有情可原。
Just as there are good reasons for Timothy to feel timid.
就像好像提摩太一样，但他在他在的侍奉当中呢，他可能也会遇到了各种威胁和压力之下，他也可能会也有理由有这样一个胆怯的心。
Remember, Nero's persecution of Christians is looming.
所以在当时呢，这个罗马的皇帝这个尼禄在对基督徒那个逼迫已经是迫在眉睫。
As we study 1 Timothy, we learned that the opposition to Timothy's leadership within the church was actually also growing because he was a young pastor in his 30s.
我们在这个提摩太书信当中，我们也可以看到在甚至是在以弗所的教会的内部那对他这个带领呢，可能是也有反对和怀疑的，因为他很年轻，可能是在30多岁。
And of course, there's also the assault of the false teachers with the sophisticated deceptions spreading throughout the church.
此外当然还有这个假教师的用很多很复杂的很这个这种复杂的这种假的学说假的信息来攻击教会。
And in addition, Timothy was prone to illness. I mean, 1 Timothy chapter 5 talks about he had frequent illness.
那在此之上呢，我们也看到，我们在提摩太前书第五章也看到，就是提摩太身体呢，可能他自己也是一个身体有经常患病经常也有软弱。
And he's also, we learn from 1 Corinthians and also 1 Timothy that he was timid by temperament. He lacked boldness and was shy.
那我们而且也从不管是哥林多前书还是提摩太前书都看到呢，按照从他的这个性情而言，那个提摩太也是一个比较胆怯的，不是很刚强的，而且比较害羞的这样的一个性格。
He's prone to be despised by others.
所以常常容易被人所轻看。
Also, he was also likely a sensitive and emotional man because in verse 4, you look at verse 4, Paul mentions about the departure, right? His own departure, and when he left, Timothy was crying.
所以在第四节我们看到这个保罗说提到这个提摩太这个眼泪，所以在保罗跟保罗临别的时候，所以我们也看到他可能是一个比较敏感的感情丰富的这样的一个牧者。
This is why in Paul's greeting here in this letter, he mentions that Timothy needs grace, mercy, and peace.
这也是为什么保罗在这里提到呢，这个提摩太需要神的这种恩惠怜悯，需要神的平安。
But look at verse 3 in Paul's prayer here.
那我们再看一下这个保罗在第三节的祷告。
Paul told Timothy that anytime when he remembered Timothy, he thanked God.
所以保罗告诉提摩太呢，他每当他想起提摩太的时候呢，都感谢上帝。
This means Paul thanked God for putting Timothy in his particular situation.
这是表明保罗呢，为神把提摩太放在他的这样的一个特定的环境当中来感谢神。
He thanked God for making Timothy what he was.
他感谢神，是神让提摩太成为他那样的一个人。
There is no accident here that God is in firm control of all situations in life.
所以这些都不是偶然的，所以保罗是在提醒提摩太，神不论在任何的环境当中，都在掌管一切。
It is not by accident that Timothy believes and carries on the same and genuine faith of his mother, Eunice and mother Lois in verse 5.
所以保罗也相信提摩太在继承了他的母亲罗伊，还有他的外祖母那个罗伊和他的母亲尤尼基的这种一个真诚的信心，这一切也都不是偶然的。
And that's also is the same faith of Paul.
这也是保罗自己的信心。
And it is also the same faith of the forefathers of Israel. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, in verse 3, he says, my ancestors.
这也是以色列的列祖，亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的同样的信心。
This God put Timothy in that position.
是神把提摩太放在那样一个处境当中。
And Paul now is reminding Timothy that our faith is something that's far greater than our present condition that we're experiencing right now.
所以保罗在提醒提摩太，也是在提醒我们的，我们的信心，神的信实，远远大过我们目前的处境和我们所经历的。
It doesn't matter what you are like and what your situations are like. You are something part of something great, much, much greater than you can imagine.
所以不管我们的处境如何，我们乃是在一个 神的一个更大的、更伟大的图画当中，是超越我们的所能想象的。
You see, God knows our situation, our weaknesses, our fears, our feelings.
所以我们看到神其实知道我们的处境，他知道我们的软弱，知道我们的恐惧，甚至知道我们的感受。
This is why Paul reminds us in verse 7 that God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control.
这也是为什么保罗在第七节告诉我们，神 给我们的，赐给我们的心呢，不是一个胆怯的心，乃是一个刚强、仁爱、谨守的心。
It is the Holy Spirit who gives believers a heart, a spirit, not of fear, but of power, love, and self-control.
这是圣灵在我们的心中所赐给我们的。
The NIV, the New International Version, clearly refers to the word seeing is spirit in the ESV. They refer to it as the Holy Spirit.
所以在当然我们在我们的这个英文的我们现在看的英文标准本呢，是它是把这个这里翻译成是我们的心。那么在英文标准本里面呢，英文国际版里面所翻译的是这里的心呢，来翻译成圣灵。
In other words, if the Holy Spirit is in you, you ought not to be afraid.
换句话说呢，如果圣灵住在我们里面，我们就不会为我们所面临的这些处境所感到惧怕。
Because we can rely on the power of God to serve God.
因为我们可以依来依靠神的大能来侍奉他。
God is our cause and reason to love, to share, and to share His love.
我们去爱去分享神的爱，去侍奉神的原因呢，乃是上帝自己。
And to do so, we must exercise self-control and discipline, and not giving into sin, fear, and timidity.
那所以在我们要去侍奉神的时候呢，我们就必须要有这样的这种谨守谨守的心，是一个自律的这样的心，能够不向这个我们的罪，不向这种恐惧和胆怯来低头。
There was an old TV commercial of an insurance company back in 2023.
在2003年的时候，当时有一个保险公司的电视上的广告。
The commercial begins with a little girl standing alone in an African wilderness.
这个广告的画面开始的时候呢，是一个小女孩独自的站在一个这个非洲的草原当中。
He stood alone, and then all of a sudden the camera pans to the distant part of the field.
所以那个镜头呢，从这个小女孩转向那个远方的这种草原哈。
And there you see a huge and angry rhino begins charging toward the little girl.
所以那个我们在镜头中看到有一只巨大的而且是愤怒的犀牛正在向这个小女孩在这个狂奔而来。
The girl sees the rhino, but she did nothing.
所以这个小女孩看到了那个犀牛呢，她。什么都没做。
And as the rhino gets closer and closer and moves faster and faster toward her,
这个犀牛呢，这个越来越近越来越快的这样跑过来。
But just about the rhino hits her, a split second before it hits the girl, it stops kicking up a lot of dust.
所以那就好像在这个犀牛要把这个小女孩在这个踩在脚下的这个一瞬间呢，那个犀牛突然的就停住了停着这个扬起大量的这种灰尘
The girl is still smiling, and she reaches out and pets the rhino's horn like it is a little puppy.
所以小女孩微笑着伸出手来摸这个犀牛的这个脚就好像摸像一个摸一个小狗一样
And then the screen fades and shows the tagline.
那画面这个时候出现一个字幕
Trust is not being afraid, even if you are vulnerable.
他说这个信任信靠就是说什么呢？就是你即使在软弱的时候呢，你也不会害怕。
That's the end of the commercial.
所以这是这是一个当时的一个这个电视广告。
I would be frightened if my trust is on an insurance company or any insurance company.
如果我们的信心是在那保险公司上呢，那可能这个是我们会很害怕的。
But I shouldn't, if my trust is on God, the Holy Spirit, and the promise of His power.
但是如果我们所信靠的乃是圣灵乃是上帝和上帝的应许的时候呢，那我们就在神的能力里面，我们就不会惧怕。
Trust is not being afraid, even if you are vulnerable.
所以所谓的信任，就是在我们容易受伤的时候，在我们脆弱的时候呢，我们也不需要害怕。
Being in the Chinese church context, I observed that many of us, our natural disposition tends to be reserved and shy, like Timothy.
所以我们处在这样一个华人教会的环境当中，我观察到呢，我们许多人可能跟提摩太一样，他是属于一个比较内向、比较害羞的这样的一个性格。
Many of us, perhaps because of the culture and language surrounding us, have the fear of doing what is uncomfortable for us to do.
那因为我们可能因为处在我们自己的这样的文化和语言的背景当中呢，我们可能很多人是有害怕会去做我们感觉不舒服的事情。
We are comfortable with each other.
我们可能对自己熟的人我们之间会非常的舒服。
But with others who don't speak our language or don't understand our culture, we kind of like reserve and kind of shrunk back.
那对于其他的一些可能不了解我们的文化，不跟我们说一样语言的人呢，我们可能就会比较的保守和比较的这种自恋。
Well, we tell ourselves this like, oh, somebody else in the church can do it. It doesn't have to be me.
那我们可能对自己说，那这些事情呢，就别人来做就好了不一定要我来做。
One theologian says that Timothy was disposed to lean rather than to lead.
所以有位神学家的评论是说，提摩太呢，他比较倾向于是一个依靠的这样的一个性格，而不是一个带领的这种角色。
Many of us are like that.
我们很多人也是这样。
But you know what
we notice that God is calling all of us for the sake of serving Him to reach out to others, to serve others.
但是我们要知道呢，为了侍奉上帝的缘故呢，神是呼召我们每一个人去接触他人，来服侍他人。
Even if they speak a language that we are not entirely comfortable speaking.
即使呢，我们跟他说的语言可能是我们自己感到不习惯的语言。
Even if their cultural background makes you feel more vulnerable.
即使是可能是我们的文化背景，让我们觉得我们自己很容易受伤害。
Will you do it in order to serve God to build His church?
我们愿意来为侍奉神的缘故来建造他的教会吗？
God has a way to push us to serve Him beyond our natural abilities.
神常常有，他会推动我们去服侍他，甚至超过我们自己的这种本来的能力。
God is not in the business of making you us comfortable.
神的目的不是要让我们每天都过得很舒服。
And remember this, don't fixate on the fear of what you think you cannot do or cannot be.
所以也不要一直的来盯着，就我们自己不能做什么，我们不能成为什么样的角色。
Rather, focus on what you actually can do, where you can go, and however much or little it may be.
相反，我们要关注在我们实际上我们能够做什么，我们能往哪里去。
And most importantly, rely on the Holy Spirit and trust what God can do through you.
最重要的是呢，我们要依靠圣灵来信靠神，要通过我们自己来成就他的心意。
Here, I'm using words from one commentator who says that the Timothys of this world make perfect receptacles for Spirit's power when they, you and I, turn to Him.
所以有一位在这里的这个解经家是这样说，他说。 世上所有的像提摩太这样的信徒呢，我们如果能够转向圣灵，我们就能够成为圣灵的能力最合适的器皿。So
will you turn to him?
那么我们愿意来转向什么？
Oswald Chambers, who is the famous author of the book Utmost for His Highest, said this.
所以Chambers 是在一本著名的这种灵修的书叫《竭诚为主》的这本书里面，他是这样讲。
Quote, God can achieve His purpose either through the absence of human power and resources.
他说神可以借着人的能力，甚至是资源的缺乏，
or the abandonment of reliance on them.
也可以借着人呢，放弃依靠自己的能力。
All through history, God has chosen and used nobodies.
那我们纵观历史的时候，我们看到神， 常常的来拣选使用这些无名小卒，
because their unusual dependence on Him made possible the unique display of His power and grace.
因为这些人呢，他们对神呢有这种超乎寻常的信靠。
He chose
是他呢，也使神的能力呢和恩典呢，能够以独特的方式彰显在这些人身上。
He chose and used somebody's only when they renounced dependence on their own natural abilities and resources. End quote.
神有的时候也拣选那些有能、有名、有能的人，但是只有当这些人放弃自己这种与生与俱来的能力的时候呢，神才会真正来使用他们。
Are you willing to renounce your dependence on your natural ability and to be used by God?
我们愿意来放弃我们自身的，来依靠我们自己的能力，来被神所使用吗？
And finally, don't forget this.
最后，我们也不能忘记
that the Spirit of God gave us power and love and self-discipline comes from this Spirit comes from the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus.
那神赐给我们的这个刚强、仁爱、谨守的灵呢，也是都是来自在耶稣基督里的生命的应许。
It is this promise of eternal life in Christ that keeps Paul, Timothy, and us going to serve God.
正是在耶稣基督里这种神的所赐的永生的应许，使得保罗、使得提摩太，也使得我们自己能够来持续不断的 有能力来侍奉他。
In other words, we must hold on tightly to what the gospel promises in every moment in our lives to serve God.
所以换句话说，当我们服侍上帝的时候呢，我们要就是生命的每一个时刻，我们都需要紧紧的来抓住这种应许。
Because Christ, through His work on the cross, has, look at verse 10, has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel.
因为就像第十节所说的，因为基督呢，借着十字架的工作，已经把死废去，借着福音呢，把不能坏的生命彰显出来。
This is our confidence.
这就是我们的信心的所在。
This is why Paul at the end of 2 Timothy can say this in 2 Timothy chapter 4 verses 6 to 8. He says this.
这就是为什么保罗在提摩太后书的结尾的时候，他是可以这样有信心的来讲。
The time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness.
他说我离世的时候我离世的时候到了，那么我的这个我当跑的那我已经打过了那美好的仗当跑的路我已经跑过了我所当所信的道呢，我已经守住了此后呢，有公义的冠冕来为我存留。
So let us serve with this kind of godly confidence.
所以我们就让我们一起用这种在神里面的信心呢来侍奉他。
It can only be found in the gospel of Jesus Christ.
这只唯有在耶稣基督的福音当中能够来找到这样的信心。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we bless you and thank you for this precious reminder of our weakness.
父神，我们赞美感谢你提醒我们我们自身是何等的软弱。
And also the wonderful reminder of the amazing power of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
感谢你。再次的也提醒我们，在我们的生命中，圣灵的奇妙的能力。
Help us to renounce our pride, our abilities, when we come to serve you.
抛弃我们自己的能力，我们自己的骄傲来侍奉你。
Lead us to have a heart to seek to glorify God in all things and always.
赐给我们有这样的一颗心来在不论在什么样的境况，在何时何地都来忠心的来侍奉你。
We pray all this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.